Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish us together. Today's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Moyer of Rav Yossi ben Rabbi Yosef. Today's daf is Beitz Daf Yud Gimel. In order to understand today's daf, I just want to back up a little bit, even though we read the end of Yud Beis and Beis yesterday. Today's daf has a lot to do with that. So let's start again from 10 lines from the bottom. The word Ushbazichne is the last word on the line. Says the Gemara, good morning, Dovzi, Donnie, Jeremy, Avi, Mordechai Tzvi, Harav Eli, Dr. Joe, Chaim, Eitan, and Mordechai. Ushbazichne de Rabbi Bar Rav Chanan, the host of Rabbi Bar Rav Chanan, Havalei Yisur Yasa de Chardla. He had a bundle of mustard stalks. That's stalks that have mustard seeds in them. Amalei, Ma'ol Ufrichi Melech Minayim. Am I allowed to crush them up, to crush up the stalks to get out the the seed, the mustard seed, and to eat them biyantiv. Malufim emine yantiv. Lo havi biyade. So Rabbi Bar Rav Chanan didn't know. Asla kamei de Rava. Came in front of Rava. Amalei, molilin melilos. You are allowed to crush up these wheat husks with your hand, the soft wheat husks, to crush out the wheat kernel from the wheat husks. Umafarchin kitnios biyantiv. And you're also allowed to do this with beans, with legumes, and like mustard seeds. So you're allowed to do it on Yantif. Even though usually you would assume this is the malacha of dash, even though this is dash, but since you're doing it with your hand, and you're just doing it a little bit at a time, and it's not the usual way, so because of Simchas Yantif, the rabbis are permitted. It's like dash kilachar yad. It's like a dash ayide shinoi. So they permit it on Yantiv. Really? This is permissible on Yantiv. Esve Abaye, Abaye asked Rav a question. Hamolel melilos me'er Erev Shabbos. L'machem anapech miyad liyad. If you crush them on Erev Shabbos. So on Shabbos, you're allowed to separate the chaff from the wheat. I'll discuss in a minute why it's not borer. Anapech miyad liyad. You're sort of allowed to blow the chaff away from the wheat on Shabbos, and then you'll have the wheat there. You could use it. Va'ochel avalo b'knon. But you're not allowed to use a very basic kli to do the borer. Hamolal melilos me erev yantif. If you crush these, that was erev Shabbos. Now, if you crush these wheat stalks on erev yantif, lamachar menapech al yad. So on yantif itself, you're also allowed to blow away the shells. Good morning, Reb Zalman. Lamachar menapech al yad veochel. And you're even allowed to do that. Afilu b'knon, afilu b'tamchoy. So then you are allowed to use the basically on yontif avalo b'tavlo v'lo b'napa v'lo b'kvar, not with a sifter or a sieve, like a specialized kli for the borer. So the Gemara says me'er of yontif in b'yontif atzmo lo. So it sounds like only on erev of yontif you could do it, not on yontif itself. That's against Rava. Rava said you could even do this on yontif. Answers the Gemara, no, I feel the tame of Yontif. I did a ton of Rashi, Mayor of Shabbos, ton of Sefer, not Mayor of Shabbos, Mayor of Yontif. The Brisa was just being parallel, but in fact, you're even allowed to do it on Yontif itself. Now, what about the Borer problem? Why are you allowed to blow this stuff away on Shabbos? So I was happened to be listening yesterday. Rabbi Rosner quoted from some opinions who said that maybe that what's happening over here, you're blowing the chaff away, and you're leaving the actual kernels there. Is that really called borer? So we know that there's three famous criteria that you need for borer in order for it to be mutter.
Yeah.
He said it's ayal, ochel mitoch psolas, yad, and not with a kli, and la'alter. So ayal is la'alter right away. Right. Well, Rabbi Wolg used to say, right, Miyad biyad, right? Ochel miyad biyad. So he said ayal. Ochel, yad, and la'alter. Okay. Either way. So maybe if you're blowing away the shells and leaving the food there, so he wants to say that, is that called psolas mitoch ochel or ochel mitoch psolas? That's apparently a big shiloh in the poskim. So maybe you could learn the Gemara here. You're blowing away the shells and you're leaving the kernels in your hand. That's called ochel mitoch psolas, and it's biyad, you with your mouth. Even with your fork, it's called biad, right? And it's la'alter, maybe eating it right away. So that's why it's mutter. That's one suggestion that he had. And other posts can discuss this as well. Okay. Ask the Gemara. Now, in order to understand the whole next major piece of Gemara here, you have to understand the following halacha, that Trumas and Maisers only become chal when the thing is nigmara malachto. What is nigmara malachto mean? Let's say you're harvesting wheat, so you have to do digun. What does digun mean? Like you pile up a big pile in the field, and then you smoothen the top of the pile. That's when it becomes chayv and trumas and maisers midoraisa. Before that, technically midoraisa, you could even have a big meal. But the rabbis made a decree that you're only allowed to snack on it, but to have a big meal on it before midirabbanan is also even before it became chayv and trumas and maisers, before digun. Okay? Now, Gemara is going to ask against Rava, who seemed to say that you are allowed to be molel these melilos even on yontif. You're allowed to crush up the mustard seeds by hand on yontif. We're going to ask him this price. Ask the Gemara, if that's true, if you're allowed to be molel melilos on yontif, if you're allowed to crush up the wheat kernels or crush up the mustard seeds, well then, you should have to be mafresh trumas amaisis from them on yontif. And that's a problem. Imkein matzinu truma. Yeah, so arai you can. Yeah. Arai you can. Yes, but we'll see in a second. It's not just arai. Good point, Joe. Let's see. Imkein matzinu truma shezakai maharamasa. If that's true, that you're allowed to be moa melilos, so that would imply that you're allowed to be mafresh truma. So you're allowed to be mafresh truma on yantif utanan. Yet we learned in our Mishnah, what was this whole story doing here? Because we learned in our Mishnah that Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, "Lo imamaitim b'truma she'eino zakei b'aramasa." The whole point of our Mishnah was you're not allowed to be mafresh truma on yontif, but if you could do this, so then you can. Answers the Gemara, "Lo kasha, that's not a problem." Ha, Rebbe, v'ha Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. There is in fact a machlokas between Rebbe and Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. In a situation, Dr. Joe, exactly as you said, in a situation where you are only harvesting something specifically only for snacking. Let's say you have a whole big harvest, it's only for snacking. So you're never going to make the big pile. It's only going to be bringing it into the house to do it little by little. Would that itself make it chayiv and shumas and maisis? Because this thing is never going to have a pile. It's never going to have a kree. So that's a machlokas, Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef, deciding on a brisa. If you're harvesting your wheat in order to make a big dough out of them, so then you need gemar malacha. So, ochemen arayu pater. So then you're allowed to snack, as Dr. Joe said, because you're gonna have a pile. So you're being machnes them in order to grind them up and make an isa. So then ochemen arayu pater. So then this is like the regular din of peros shelo nigmaru malachton. So you didn't yet make a big pile out of them. So you're allowed to snack. But lamola bin melilos. But let's say you only are harvesting this whole wheat. Your whole goal is only not to make a big wheat. Your whole goal is only to be mola melilos, to do a little bit at a time to snack on them, to have roasted sugar smacks. We used to have roasted wheat kernels. That's like sugar smacks we've grown up with. Or shalva in Israel. So hiknas shibam lasis man isa. So lemolam bemelilos. Rebbe mechayev. Rebbe said, since this thing is never going to become a pile, so it's already chayev and shumas and maisus mida oraisa already. So you can't even to snack on them. That is the gemar malacha. In this case, the bringing them in just at a bunch to snack, even though you didn't have the pile for this, that is the gemar malacha. So therefore, you chayev and shumas and maisus mida oraisa. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Poter. Rabbi Yossi says, no, since this stuff is never going to be in a pile, and it's only made for snacking, this stuff, midoraisa, is exempt from trumas and maisers, and therefore you are allowed to snack on them. You're allowed to snack on them. They're exempt. Because the pasuk says, reishis degonecha. So it's got to be dugon, it's got to be digon, it's got to be in a pile. This stuff is never going to be in a pile, and therefore, it's permissible. So the Gemara assumes that. So the Mishnah that says that there's never going to be any truma on Shabbos is going like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, who says that in the case of snacking, there's no chiyuv trumas ha'maisus. But Rava said that there is truma on yontif, that's going according to Rebbe, who said when you're going to be molo malilos, you're chayev. So Rava, who said there is going to be truma, so that's going to be like Rebbe. But the Mishnah that says there's no truma, that's Rabbi Yosef Yehudu, says that in a case where you're just doing it to snack, there's no chiyuv truma semaisrus. Says the Gemara, wait a second, but what are you telling me? The Mishnah is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Wait a minute. Well, the Rabbi Yosef Yehuda nami mishkachsa, but even according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you can have truma on Shabbos. Why? Let's say you originally brought them in with the intention of making a big pile, but then you change your mind and you're going to snack on them. You change your mind. So, because as Rashi explains over here, since your original intention was to bring them in to make a big isa, so you're chayev, even according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, in this case you'd be chayev in Trumas and Maizes, even though you changed your mind and ended up doing them only for Molel and Malilos, but nevertheless you're still chayev in this case, even according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So we're back to our kasha, how are you going to defend the Mishnah, that you still find the case of Trumas and Maizes even by Molel and Malilos? Answers the Gemara, Ella, you're right. The Mishnah could be going both like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi. My truma, rove truma. You're right. Okay, when the Mishnah said that you can never find the case of truma on Yontif, it didn't mean that you can never have a case of truma. It means like in 99% of the cases you want truma. But really, even both Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda would agree, you could find some case that you would be chayev truma semayis on Yontif. Fine. Let's continue. So the machlokas of Yosef Yehuda and Rebbe was by wheat. Now the Gemara wants to know is, do all these same halachas apply also to kitnios, to beans, legumes, mustard seeds? Does that have the same halacha as wheat? Because this stuff isn't usually made into, let's say, a loaf. That's not what you do with this stuff. So Amar Bai, machlokas b'shibalim. Rabbi Yossi said this only applies to grain and wheat. Only there, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda said they are exempt if you brought them in order to just crush them little by little. Because wheat is usually made to make a loaf out of it. So if you do it in a weird way, you're going to be exempt. That's what machlok is. Avol b'kitni is. However, when it comes to beans and legumes, where you don't necessarily always harvest it a lot at a time, so the usual way to process them is not necessarily by making a big pile. Divrei Hakol Isur Yasa Tavla. Everyone agrees that even while the beans are still attached to the chaff, if you have a bundle of them, they all become chayiv and trumas. They all become tevel, and they become chayiv and trumas and maisrus. Because a lot of people don't wait for the threshing. Usually the way you do it is you thresh it, and then you winnow it, and then you make it into a pile, and that's what makes it chayiv. But by this stuff, people don't do that. They leave the thing attached to the... They don't do the threshing process at all. They bring it into the house and do it a little by a little. So they just do just do a little bit that you need for it. And therefore, just bringing in a bundle of it before it's threshed at all is already mechayev it in Trumas and Maisus. That's according to Abaye. Says the Gemara, Lema Mesayale, let us say that the following Mishnah is a proof to Abaye. What's the Mishnah? Misha Hayolo Chavile Tilson. Oh, fenugreek. A person who had bundles of fenugreek, which are used primarily only little by little, to give taste, only little by little. Shel tevel, misha lo chavila tilson shel tevel. Oh, there you see it. So you have bundles of fenugreek that was still attached to the chaff, and shel tevel. So you see that it's already chayiv and shumas and maisus. That's the raya right there. Hareze kotesh, you are allowed to smack them and separate the seeds from the stalks. And estimate how much zera is there? Umafresh al hazera, uveinu mafresh al eitz, and your mafresh chumas or maisas keneged the amount of seed there is. You don't have to be mafresh chumas or maisas on the stalk, even though the stalk also has the taste of fenugreek. Nevertheless, you don't have to be mafresh chumas or maisas on the stalks, because only the seed is chayav chumas or maisas, not the stalks, because it's not considered an ocha, even though you could use it to add taste, but it's not considered to be an ochel, and therefore it's not chayav in truma. And therefore you could even use the stalks in a dish to give it the taste. Nevertheless, it's not royal achila by itself. Oh. So it sounds like even when these things are in bundles before threshing, they're chayav in truma semaisis. My love, Rabbi Yosef Yehudahi, Da'amar, Hasam lo tavla, Hacha tavla. So isn't this going like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, who said that when it came to the stalks of wheat, they don't become tevel until you thresh them, make them into a pile. But here you see it's different, that it does become tevel right away, even before you thresh it and remove it. Right away you brought the bundles in, it becomes tevel. Why is this low? Who says? Maybe Rebbe. Maybe this is the opinion of Rebbe. Ask tomorrow. E Rebbe. My area tilson. I feel shibalanami. Then, so why are you telling me the din by fenugreek? Even wheat itself that you brought in order to, right? Rebbe's shita was, even if you brought wheat in a large quantity, and then you just to crush them little by little, even there you'd be chayev trumas or maisis. So elamai has to be, because so the fact that it's teaching you the din dafka by fenugreek shows you that it's not Rebbe. Elamai Rebbe Yisrael Yehudahi. So wait, lashminan sharmine kitnias. Tell me a bigger chiddush by the other types of legumes. It will be a bigger chiddush more than fenugreek, because other types of legumes, a lot of people do make a big pile out of it. And if you're telling me, so it's a bigger chiddush to say even the other type of legumes, if you don't make the big pile out of it, that would be chayv and trumas or maisis. The kol shekein tilson, I would know kal vachomer fenugreek, which is always done this way, it's chayv and trumas or maisis. Tell me a bigger chiddush by the other ones. Ella, the Gemara answers, tilson it's trichalei. No. Really, it's Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. But the reason why the Gemara, the Braisa, taught you the halacha dafka by fenugreek is for a different halacha, for a different reason. You're right, it would be a bigger chiddush to teach me the other grains, the other legumes, but it taught me fenugreek to teach me a specific halacha about fenugreek, like it says at the end of the Braisa. Tilson it's tri chalei, in the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah actually in Trumas. Salkadat chamina, whole of a time, etzu per yoshava, you might have thought since fenugreek, the tree, the bark, the stalk of the fenugreek has the same taste as the fruit itself. Lifrosh nami ate, so you might have thought you have to be mafresh trumas amaisis even on the tree. Kamash malan, that you do not have to. So that's one version of the story over here. Now the Gemara is going to bring a different version of the same situation, but exactly the opposite. And Tosis is going to say that you do not find an example of this in all of Shas. All the shas, where the Gemara reverses its havamina to the maskana with a completely different set of facts. Right? Till now, we were learning that people generally use the fenugreek as something that people usually take little by little. Now the Gemara is an exact ikadami. Some say the words of Abai exactly the opposite. Amar Abai machlokas bishibalan aval bekitnios divrei akoli suryasa lo tavlo. But when it comes to legumes, everyone agrees bringing them in bundles does not make it to be tevel. If you take a look for a moment at Tosfos, well, again, first Rashi, right? Rashi understands this is that everyone agrees kitnius does not become tevel, and they don't become chayv and shuma while they're still in the stalks. Because most people who bring kitnios into the house, the das of the kitnios is yes to make a big pile out of them. in the last thing we said that everybody by kitnius, everybody brings them in just to take little by little. Not, and now we're saying, take a look at Tosas for a second. Igad Amri, the second Tosas. Igad Amri, Machlok Zishvav, Kidnius Direk Holotava. The Hiksha Rab Shim Mikutzi. The Bechol HaTalmud Lo Matzinu Igad Amri Kai Gavna. In all of Shas, we do not find an Igad Amri like this. Chiu Lahepech Min Arishon, which the Metzias is exactly the opposite of the first. Devadai Matzinu B'Shar Mekomos Lishta Kama Devrei HaKol V'Igad Amri. Bahanami Pligi, maybe you could say a little bit of a difference between a Lishna Kama. Oh, ikad da'amri b'ha pligi uvaha delishna kama divrei akol. Aval kai gavna lo. Such a difference you don't find. Okay, Tosas gives a different shot. But either way, that's the way Rashi understands. Let's continue. So, but when it comes to legumes, everyone agrees that taking them in before the threshing process does not make a tevel because everybody makes them into a big pile. Unbelievable. So here now we ask a question from the Mishnah. Misha lo chavil tuzon shel tevel hareiz hakodesh umechashev kamazer yesh bahen. If a person has bundles of fenugreek of tevel, so you're allowed to smash it and think how much zera umavashal zera umavashal eitz my love tevel tovel shel truma. So you might think that this means tevel of fenugreek. So you see that it does become tevel. What are you telling me that everyone agrees by fenugreek, it's not tevel because it's not tevel because we said before that. If you take them in just not to make a pile out of them, for sure it's not tevel. But here you see that it is tevel. So my love, tevel tovel shel truma. Answer the Gemara, lo. Tevel tovel shel trumas meiser. No, we're talking in this Mishnah about the following situation. It doesn't mean that you weren't mafresh truma. Of course you were mafresh truma. But this case is talking about, it was tevel where this fenugreek was meiser rishon. That was given to the Levi. It was fenugreek that was Maisa Misha that was given to the Levi. But the Levi was not yet Mafresh Trumas Maisa on it. Even though the stuff wasn't yet, you didn't separate the seed yet. But this is going like the Rabbi Avo. This is going like the din of Rabbi Avo. Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Maisa Rishon, I made a mistake before. You didn't take Truma. Maisa Rishon Shehigdimo B'Shibalin. If you were Mafresh Maisa Rishon to the Levi before giving Truma, there is halacha that you have to give Truma first and then you give Maisa Rishon to the Levi. But let's say you went out of order. Maisa Rishon Shehigdimo B'Shibalin, meaning before you threshed it, before you separated the wheat from the chaff. So you ran ahead and gave the Levi Maisa Rishon first. Shemo tov lo l'trumas meiser. The fact that you called it meiser rishon already makes it tevel v'trumas meiser, and that's why you're now chayev to be mafresh trumas meiser, even though you haven't yet done miruach, even though you haven't yet put it into the pile. Ask the Gemara, wait a second, if the Mishnah's talking about meiser rishon, kotesh lamali. So why do you have to first smash it and separate it and give from the seeds only after you crush it? Lemalei, why can't the Levi say to the Kohen, Kihechi di yohavui, hachi yavin alach? Just like I was given this thing while the seed was still attached to the stalk, I'm going to give it to you while the seed is still attached. Like, why do you have to smash it up? Answer the Gemara, Amarava Knasa. The rabbis penalized the Levi for taking the Maisa Rishon before the owner was Mafresh Truma. They penalized him, and they said, you have to actually already smash it up and give the Kohen something that he could actually use, and you can't just give him the stalks. Tanya Nami Hach, we also learned that the Braisa is supporting this. Ben Levi, Shenasnu Lo, Shibalam Maestrosav, a Levi that a Yisrael gave him full Shibalan, full stalks as Maiser, and he did this prior, so then before the Levi gives to the Kohen, Trumas Maiser, Osa Osan Goren, you have to separate the seeds from the chaff. Anovim ososan yayin, zesim ososan shemen, umafashalem trumas maiser, venosan lakoj, shem shet truma gadola inani telas. Just like regular truma can't be given elamina goren, it's got to only be given from stuff that was fully finished, umina yekev, or from the wine. Kach trumas maiser, inani telas elamina goren, umina yekev. So now the Gemara is going to ask a different question on the answer that the Mishnah and Truma is talking about Maisa Rishon, that you weren't Mafresh Trumas Maisa. Says the Gemara, wait a second. Mechashev. If you look at the text of that Mishnah, it said you can estimate. You could think, right? Misha Yilo Chalil Tilsan, Hariza Kotzu, Mechashev, estimate how much seed is in there. Ask the Gemara, estimate Hamedida Bay. If it's talking about Trumas Maisa, there's an exact amount. You've got to give a tenth, you've got to measure it. Answer the Gemara, Hamani. Abel Lozman Gimel. This is the opinion of Abel Lozman Gimel. Desina, because we learned in the Brisa. Abel Lozman Gimel Omer v'nechshav lachem trumaschem. You could think truma. B'shtei trumas akasim dabes. Talking about two trumas. Achas truma gedola, achas trumas meiser. Both truma gedola and trumas meiser. K'shem ish truma gedola nitelas ba'omed. Just like regular truma. Which midoraisa, even one little tiny drop, you can give truma. Chita achas pateres esakri. And Midrabani, you got to give a 40, 50, 60, but you could estimate that. But Omed, you could estimate it, Ubimachshava, and Truma can be given with thought, meaning, well, we'll see what that means in a second. Kach Trumas Meiser tells Ubimachshava. So to Trumas Meiser, you're allowed to estimate, and you could even think it. Gufa, Amrabi Abba, well, before we get to that, also, interesting, I was listening to Rabbi Rasner. What does it mean that Truma can be given Bimachshava? What does it mean? So, Rashi, right on our daf, Rashi says, "Uve machshava." Take a look a quarter of the way down the page of machshava. Nosen einu b'tzad zev ochel b'tzad acher. Toksiv v'nechshav. Wow. Atavayukoi. Rashi learns a big chiddush. Rashi learns your mamish don't have to be mafresh trumas and maisers at all. You could eat from one side of the thing and look at the other, and that's your. By the time you get to the end, that's truma. Other Rishonim say, what are you talking about? That's not what it means that Truma Nitelas B'Machshava. The Rashba in Kiddushin writes that Truma Nitelas B'Machshava means you don't have to say that it's Truma. You have to be Mafreshit, but you don't have to be Korei Shein. You could do it, but B'Machshava, you don't have to speak, but you actually have to be Mafreshit. The Rambam writes that, the Rambam seems to say that, he doesn't say it clearly, but he says, you could think Truma, you don't have to speak. So the Minchas Chinuch asks, what do you mean he says you could think the Truma, you don't have to speak? Just say you could think the Truma, you don't have to be Mafresh at all. Sounds like the Rambam holds like that Rashba. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. The Rambam holds, you have to be Mafresh. It's not clear in the Rambam, but you have to be Mafresh, but you don't have to actually say it. Gufa, we learned previously, Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Maaser Rishon Shekdimo B'Shibalim. If you separated Maaser Rishon before Truma, while it still stalks, you didn't wait till Digun. Shemo tovlo trumas meiser. My time, remember, whole v'yatzal of shame meiser. Another din about meiser rishon shekdimo b'shibalin. Amar Shimon Lakish, meiser rishon shekdimo b'shibalin, pater mitruma gadola. Even though the coin's losing, meiser rishon. If you jumped the gun and you gave the levy meiser rishon before being mafresh your own truma, that meiser rishon, that part is exempt from truma gadola. Shneamar. It says in the pasuk, "Zid meisim zas amaser v'harimosim men trumas Hashem meiser mina meiser." That meiser mina meiser mighty lach. That's trumas meiser. V'lo truma gedola u trumas meiser mina meiser. Amalei Rav Papa Labaye, ihachi afilu hikdimo bikri. Why are you telling me even only if you hikdimo b'shibalin before you made it into a kri? Even after you made it into a pile, if you gave the levy the maaser before the truma, you should also be exempt. Nami, Amalei Alecha Markar. Nope. Mikol Matanosechem Tarimus Kol Trumas Hashem. No, you always have to be mafresh truma. Says the Gemara. Umar Rois. Who told you to include in the chiyuv after it's had digun in the pile, and to exclude if you gave it to the levy while it was still stalks? Amar Gizev, the obvious answer. High idgan, high low idgan. Oh, one of them was smoothened, and one of them wasn't smoothened. So once it's smoothened, it becomes chayev in truma. That's why I have to be mafresh. Tanan Hasan says, "Why we learned in a Mishnah in Maestros, Hamakalef Seorin Makalef Achazak Seochel. Let's say you are peeling barley, so you're allowed to peel one by one and eat it. Vimkalef Anasa Sof Yado Chayev. But if you peel them and made a big pile of barley in your hands, then you're chayev to be mafish chumas and maisus. Amar Blazer V'chein L'Shabbos. Similar thing on Shabbos. If you peel them and make a big pile of them, that's a problem of dush, because you're peeling the thing out. However, if you're doing it little by little, it's not a problem of dush, right? Here's where you get into why peeling a banana is not a problem of dush, peeling an orange is not a problem of dush. Major discussion. But it sounds from this Gemara that peeling little by little, right? If you peel and make a big pile out of them, so that's dush. Because what's dush? Dush is removing the chaff from the seed. But if you're just doing it little by little, that's what the poskim say. If you're just doing a banana, why do you keep it, or a grape, pluck a grape off the thing? You just leave it there for freshness. It's not really dush. It's just a way to eat it. So it's not dush. V'chein l'shabbos. V'chein l'shabbos. Because it's just dush kil achar yad, and it's okay. Any, is this really so? By peeling barley in your hands and Shabbos is chayev. But Rav makafle dvisu kasi kasi. Rav's wife would do big cupfuls of this stuff at a time, and on Shabbos. The Rebbe Chia makafle dvisu kasi kasi. You do big cupfuls. Says the Gemara Eliyin Mar Sefer Edmar. You're right. Vechein l'Shabbos is not going on that it's mutter to do a lot of the time. No. I'm sorry, that it's aser. It doesn't mean it's aser. V'chein l'shabbos is going on the seifa. Says the Gemara, El Yimar Asefi Yimar, Hamolam Alilos Shel Chitim, if a person is crushing the small little wheat kernels, Menapech Al Yad Al Yad V'Ochel, so you could do a little at a time and eat it. But if you did a lot at a time, you made a big pile on your lap, Chayav. On that, I'm Rabbi Elazar v'chein l'Shabbos, that if you have wheat that were crushed before Shabbos, on Shabbos you're allowed to do little by little, but you're not allowed to make a big pile of them for the next meal, because it's not for right away. Because borer, you're only allowed to do for right away and not for a later time. Maska Rabbi Amamol, v'resha l'maiser in l'Shabbos lo. But the beginning of the Mishnah, where we're talking about peeling barley one by one, lemaiser in the chiluk is only for maiser, but l'shabbos lo. But on Shabbos it's going to still be aser. Umiya kamida delini Shabbos lo havi gemar malacha. How can you say that for Shabbos it's not considered to be gemar malacha? Ulemaiser havi gemar malacha, but for maiser it is considered to be a gemar malacha. The Gemara rejects this kasha. Maskar of sheishes beidavidi. What do you mean? Below, we have plenty of things that is considered to be Gemar Malacha as far as Shabbos is concerned, and it's not considered to be Gemar Malacha for Shabbos, and it is Gemar Malacha for Maiser. V'hagaron on l'maiser. What do you mean? We have a lot of Malachos that they are considered to be Gemar Malacha, and it's considered to be a Chiyuv for Maiser, and yet it's mutter to do them on Shabbos. Tisnan. Ezu garon on l'maiser. What is considered to be something that makes it Chayiv and Maiser? Ahakishuin v'adi luin. The pumpkins and the gourds, Mishe Yifkisu. Once the flower falls off of them, then they become Chayv and Maiser. Ishalo Piksu, if it didn't fall off, Mishe Yamed Arema, when you make a pile out of them, Mutna Nami, Gabi Bisola, Mishe Yamed Arema. When it comes to onions, so when they become a pile, Vilul Gabi Shabbos, Hamadas Arema, there's no Isr, there's no Isr of Ma'amer, making a bundle of onions on Shabbos. Why not? Because it's only if you do it in the field. But if you do it in the house, it's not a problem of ma'amer. That's what the Rashi writes over here. Elamayis l'chamei man v'leches machsheves asra Torah. Oh, but the reason is, making a pile is not considered to be v'leches machsheves. Ha'chanami v'leches machsheves asra Torah. So too, when it comes to peeling the barley and placing them in their hands, there's no is, even though that would make it chayv and ma'aser, it doesn't make you chayv on Shabbos. Because Melech Smach Shevis Asra Torah, it's not considered to be a Melech Smach Shevis to appeal the things. This issue about peeling, are you allowed to use a peeler on Shabbos? Apparently, Rabbi Mordechai Willig holds you're allowed to use a peeler on Shabbos. Some say it's like a knife. It's you're allowed to cut the peel off, so you're allowed to use a peeler. Also, so others say no, you're not. Others post them say you're not supposed to use a peeler. Okay, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. We'll pick it up again from tomorrow from Kate's Admola.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have an outstanding day.
Have a great day.